If you take your Bibles tonight and go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. What is it that every knowledgeable Christian looks forward to? What is it that really counts in the future for us?
Return.
His return, right? The hope of Christ's return. We have that as our hope. And boy, when that happens, when we are gathered together with Him, our lives are changed, right? We'll have a new spiritual body. We'll be like Him, and we will serve with Him. For He is our King of Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amen. Well, here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14, it says, "That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay? Keep that commandment until the appearing of Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, "Which in His times He shall show, who is Jesus Christ, who is the only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." You know, a lot of kings out there through the culture of the history of the world. But who is the King of Kings? Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings. And you think about what it would be like if I were a king, if I was of royal blood. Have you ever thought about that? I've seen a number of movies through my life where they would depict some common person, and lo and behold, they would find out that he is connected to some royal blood in England or somewhere in Europe, and, you know, they send him back, and all of a sudden, he's a king or he's a prince, and everybody salaams him, and he has everybody's respect, and everything he says goes. So, I think we all think along those lines sometimes, where, boy, it would be nice if I could be of royal blood, but I'm just a little old commoner. Well, that might not be the case. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Your dreams may come true tonight. Let's see. Romans chapter 5, verse 14. This is a great section in God's Word here. So in verse 14, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses." Okay, you know, we know a little bit about Adam and what he did. And as a result of it, death reigned. This word "reigned" in the Greek is a word that is spelled like basil. B-A-S-I-L, with a few other letters on the end. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. But it's a word that's translated king or reign as a king. And what was reigning as a king with Adam to Moses?
Death.
Death. "Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead," you know, because of Adam, everybody dies, "much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man,
Jesus Christ,
you got it, hath abounded unto many." We got that new birth that is abounded to us, the grace of God. Verse 16, "And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For," verse 17, "if by one man's offense death reigned," if it was reigning, if it was king, "much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what?
Reign
in life by Jesus Christ. So if you're born again of God's Spirit, you've received the abundance of God's grace, the gift of righteousness, and how can you live in this life? You reign in this life. That's what the Word says. You reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You're of Jesus Christ's royal blood. All right? Verse 21, you can go down to verse 21. For as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow. You know, initially death reigned, but now with the new birth, we have a whole new life in Christ, and that's what reigns in our life. You know, we're no more a commoner, but we are a unique people. We are ones that can reign in life. We can reign as kings in life. Now, what kind of mindset should we have as Christians if this is the truth? Should we let the world bump us around and determine how we think and how we believe? No. If we reign in life with Jesus Christ, then we're above all that. We should stand tall as those who have Christ within. We're of royal blood. So we call the shots, right? We call the shots. We have the authority and the ability to do that. 1 Corinthians. Go to the next book here. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I know this is in the middle of the context of a subject here, but it does communicate what I'm endeavoring to share with you tonight. Verse 8, 1 Corinthians 4:8. Now you are full. Now you are rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God you did reign, that we also might reign with you. Little emphasis there, right? What he's talking about is, as a believer, we're on top of it. Because we're a believer, that doesn't mean everybody pushes us around. That doesn't mean you have to succumb to the fears and worries of this world. That you are subject to all the sickness and disease, all the junk that's going on. We reign in life. We're above that. We've got to see ourselves bigger than ever before. We are royalty in God's family. Our inheritance is in the King of Kings. He's the King of Kings. You might have some royal blood in you from some English connection, but that doesn't compare to the royal blood that you have of the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we don't boast or brag, but we hold our own as his royal subject. We're authorized to use the name of Jesus Christ, right? We have that authorization by God to use the name of Jesus Christ, which is a name that is above every name. And we've been given the power and the legal rights of delivering God's people. We have the ability to genuinely help people be delivered from whatever Satan may throw at them. Let's take a look at 1 Peter. Boy, what a privilege we have to reign in this life with all the abilities of Christ within, having 9 manifestations of Holy Spirit to utilize in our life. All right, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And that word royal is of the same Greek word, B-A-S-I-L, and a few other letters that indicate we're of a kingly nature. Okay? That's who we are, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, are a people of acquisition. We have been bought with the most precious price, the Lord Jesus Christ, that in order that you show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow. That's who we are. And that's who we need to remember that. We get up in the morning tomorrow. Who are you? You're a child of God. You reign. You reign in life. You take charge because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we're very, very special before our Heavenly Father. And we just got to see how big it is. You know, silver and gold have I not very much, but that which I have, and that's the power of Christ in me, I can use, right? Mm-hmm. I can minister, I can serve, I can be of great benefit to the people of this world. I have the gift of Holy Spirit. I've got Christ in me. I have the privilege to bring deliverance to a broken world unlike anybody else. Now that's being a righteous king. That's reigning in life. So my encouragement tonight is for all believers is to take your rightful place at the throne of God. You belong there. We are seated where?
Right hand.
Right hand, right? We're seated with royalty because we are royalty. So take your throne. Take your seat next to the throne of God. Rise up, reign in life as wonderful, beautiful sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege we have to stand for you, that we can be what you call us to be, Father, to have your righteousness, to have the power of Christ within, to have that eternal life running throughout our person. It's a beautiful thing, Father, and we're so thankful that we can think very highly of ourselves because you certainly think highly of us. And I pray that we can reign in our life, whatever we're doing, whatever field of life that we exist and participate in, that we can reign in that, that we can be tops in that. And not just to show off, but so that we can help others. It's a great opportunity for us to serve and really minister to this world. So thank you for the opportunity and privilege to be your children filled with Christ within. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.